Yes, guys, welcome back to FPL Juice, your place to come for the latest squeeze of all the juicy bits from your favourite game and ours, Fantasy Premier League. Joining me, as always, is my co-host. Between this show and 24 hours in police custody, he's barely off our TV screens these days. It is, of course, Ash.
Bruh, 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 bruh. Say no more, get me.
That means hi. That means hi, guys.
Hello there.
And then joining us are two very special guests. First up, the only person to have ever presented producer James with travel expenses to come to a show. It's the boat shoe wearing, corporate ladder climbing, egg chasing, Fortnum and Mason hamper devouring, semi-owning son of a gun. The man they call Dr. Data. It's Rupert. How are you, my man?
How am I? Where there's hope, there's XG. Where there's XG, there's a green arrow. Where there's a green arrow, there's a top 10K finish.
Have you got one?
No, of course he ain't got one.
I'm coming. The trajectory there, the data is looking strong.
There's only one top 10K.
The data is looking strong. So we are good.
Less data. I'm a hater of data.
Why?
You know.
We'll go on. All right.
Vibes, mate. Vibes check here. Okay. And now back once again. The former best friend of he who shall not be named. It's the pain train driving, Twitter banning, group chat exiting, Tom beefing, enigma of the FPL community. This is Alf!
Yes, boys. How's it going?
It's all good. How are you?
It's good. It's so good to be back near Luton.
Near Luton?
Yeah.
Somewhere between Luton and St. Albans.
Yeah. How are you guys?
Ash, how are you doing?
Fantastic.
Nick, how are you?
I'm brilliant.
All good. I'm loving it, can I just say? I'm doing FPL Traitors.
Oh, yeah.
Ash was meant to do it, but...
I went ghost. I couldn't be bothered.
You went ghost.
You're ghost.
Disappeared.
Oh, right.
Like Casper.
Yeah, read between the lines.
I can't understand a word you're saying, old boy.
I'll be the translator. Please.
So what's going on with it then? So how does this work?
So there was Greyhead, who organises SKLW and other things. His set up FPL Traitors, and then people could volunteer to try and get involved with it. So today or last night, one of the two, Adam from Above Average FPL, was murdered in plain sight. Mm. So now you've got the entire group chat for it's like going back, looking at replies to his posts,
right,
what was discussed, what's gone down. So Az is in it, Korf's in it, who else? Andy Martin's in it. There's a whole list. Beery's in it. Remember Spencer?
I remember Spencer.
Yeah. So can you talk about who's a suspect and stuff? Are you allowed to do that here?
Yeah.
So who's on the chopping block?
So there's a guy, FPL Economist,
okay,
who replied. I need to go back and look at the message. But basically, he replied about having a glass of wine to one of Adam's messages about stocking the bar.
Sus.
He's like, I'll have a glass of wine with like a wine emoji. So now, obviously, because that's been a feature in the show. I don't know if you've ever watched it, but that's been a feature in the show. Like, that looks a little bit suspect. But to be fair, I said, it's really tricky because early days, I actually am not 100% sure it's in, but I'm just waiting for other evidence. So the vote's at 10 o'clock tonight.
Okay.
So maybe by the time the show finishes, there'll be some contrary evidence.
You know what we need to do? We need to hear from you. Are you a faithful or a traitor?
I am a faithful. I am.
Do you believe him?
He's a traitor.
Are you 100% faithful?
I'm not convinced.
Or are you like,
look at me, I'm
60%
a faithful.
To be truthful,
he's a traitor.
I actually believe it.
I'm a terrible liar.
He's a faithful, isn't he?
Can I say one thing?
He was on the phone for a while, putting me on the spot.
I can read this.
Wait, here we go. Let's do this.
Nick, let me just ask you one question.
but you're asking it in a weird way. Go on.
But seriously though.
No, I'm a faithful.
Are you a traitor?
No.
Or are you a faithful?
I'm a faithful.
Tell me again.
I'm a faithful.
Nah, there's too much eye contact going on here.
Can I just say, listen.
The shake of the head and disappointment.
Listen, I actually, if I'm being fully transparent, I said to Greyhead, he's like, would you like to be a traitor or faithful. I said I would actually like to, because I think if you're in the game, you want to be a traitor, right? More fun.
Yeah.
So I did say,
it's hard though, admission. Man.
Yeah, no, I said I would have think I would have really enjoyed being a traitor. However, the group chat today on Twitter has been so fun. Like, it's actually, I think it's more fun. I didn't realize more fun trying to look out for suspicious behavior than I thought it would be. So that's been good.
I love it.
So yeah,
As asked, why did you drop out, Ash? I voted you two most and least trustworthy. Who did you vote most? Just out of interest.
He voted me least. I ain't got time because of the pranks.
He voted you least trustworthy
because of the pranks. Yeah.
What pranks?
The many pranks, some of which can't be said on TV or YouTube, because.
Fella's saying the most stressful 2 weeks of my life. Is
he was in it last, oh, okay. Last year. Oh, right. Yeah. But super fun. Super fun. Yeah. Anyways, but yeah, cool. Shout out to everyone doing that.
I'll live it through you.
A good, cool. Good group. You boys, you all good?
Yeah, I think so. Everything's good, man. Yeah, you know, just trying to stay hydrated.
What is this hydration?
It's just important.
Yeah, you know, of course. But why is it always the cornerstone
of your life? Get some sleep, depressed, have some water.
Yeah, are you hydrated? No, I'm not. Drink some water.
There we go.
Electrolytes.
Yeah. It's the small things. Mm.
The Vinto electrolytes as well. Game changer.
Mm. Yeah.
You can get them.
I go for the On Nutrition ones. The Ultimate Nutrition ones. Forest berry flavour.
Sorry? There we go. Sorry, what?
Sorry,
yeah.
Bang sorry. Nick.
I drank a beer.
Yeah!
That's the hydration.
We did a little live show every Tuesday now.
Every Tuesday.
Picking up your...
Every Tuesday. I see.
I'm sorry, it was my fault. He said... I won't go into too much detail. My life's a little bit freer right now. He messaged me and said, we should do something once a week. And I said, I'm up for that.
I said Wednesday. I said, let's do a Wednesday.
No, you didn't. You said, what night works for me? And I said, Tuesday, I'm pretty free.
Tuesday, 6:30.
And it was funny, Semi's in the chat when our live show is on, begging everyone to come. Come on, guys, come and watch me and Alf after the juice.
Well, not half six to half seven, they get you guys, and half seven to half eight, they get us. It's switch over to BBC Two.
The night gets progressively
better. We're BBC Two.
We are BBC Two. Yeah. So,
You guys are one. We're two. It's fine. Yeah, but we're doing that.
We're definitely one.
It's
good. We're on some sort of fire.
I'm enjoying it.
How did this collaboration happen?
We met at a stream session.
It's
an award-winning thing, actually.
And then we had to get the train back to King's Cross and from where this location is.
And then we held hands.
Yeah, I hate that train back to King's Cross. It just takes forever. We just hit it off. And then we got some e-bikes. I've gone on his share a few times. And then, he said, let's get you on permanently.
What I wanted to do was, because he's a Man United fan, unfortunately, and I'm an Arsenal fan, so I like the idea of just sort of like a little bit of football here. Yeah.
And it's nice to have like one for me, two ends of the table.
Yeah, exactly. I'm doing really well and he's not doing that
consistently
well.
Poor. Yeah. I think we'll find it's good good combination.
Yeah. Let's say hi to everyone in the chat while we're here.
While we go into that, because I'm not going to let that go. If Bruno had scored that penalty against Fulham, if we'd beaten Forest beaten Spurs, we'd be top of the table. Right?
So just four results out of the 11 games played, been completely
different. The data's there. And the first five games of the season, we were top for XG, okay? We are in the right direction. This lot won't win the league this year. Arsenal will not. Did you watch them against Sunderland?
You said we would 2 weeks ago.
I watched Saturday and I remembered. Here we go. This is why they will not win the league.
They've had, half the forward line's injured, so don't be too hasty, I would say.
Things are only going to get better.
Who's injured?
Gyökeres.
Yeah.
Madueke.
Havertz. Okay.
And, Martinelli.
Okay.
And Havertz.
But you've got Eze.
And Gabriel Jesus.
You've got Eze.
Yep.
Saka.
Yeah.
Trossard. A Marino.
They've got good teams still. I'm just saying they'll get stronger when those players come back. That's all.
How come you're flip-flopping? Because 2 weeks ago you're like,
Man
United are going to win it.
No, he's a walking contradiction, mate. He doesn't know what's going on. Right, let's say hi to everyone in the chat, shall we? Ash,
I've got some comments up. Paul's in the house. Paul Vandenberg says, evening, lads. Mike Halpin says, evening, all. How's it going? You pair, FPL nightmares evening all. Hope you're well. Yes. Claire's in the chat. Hello again. Yelena's here. How's Nick coping with the pressure of being a traitor? He's coping all right. I'm sure he'll be fine.
I'm a faithful.
Immortal Treknik is here. Colm's in the house. Thank you, Mr. Marinakis, for allowing your manager to take time out of his busy schedule and join the juice, lads, he says. Fellas here, someone posher than Nick on the show, he says.
Who?
I'm not sure who's referring to, but it's definitely not me.
It's definitely this chat.
Virus Man's here, Az is here, Mark James is here. Is this FPL content? Derby Day, he says. Not quite, my guy. Delhi is in the chat as well. Daniel Banks, Jesus being ignored. Typical traitor behaviour, he says. Love it. Thank you guys so much for joining us. Don't forget to like the stream. Subscribe to the channel if you haven't already. Do become a member. It's only 99p and you'll get members only content once a week. That's how committed we are. The members only content.
The 25p a show, that is.
That is cheap.
That is cheap.
Isn't
it? Cheap.
Very, very cheap.
Cheap like the budgie.
Cheap like the budgie, mate.
Inexpensive. Not cheap. Exactly. Inexpensive. All right. Remember the psychology. And do give us a follow on all the socials. You know where we're at. FPL underscore juice, absolutely everywhere.
Beautiful stuff. Right. Without further ado, I can't, because we swapped sides. I can't. Yeah. I'll keep looking over that way, but
it's not very adaptable.
There's the camera. Let's have a look at some teams.
Nice.
All of them. It's always fun.
Now, let's have a look at the team that's first up. As you know, on Juice, we do one-minute teams, so you get 1 minute to explain your team and what the hell were you thinking last week. Don't need to look at next week's teams because we've got international break, and only a madman would make transfers early, which I'm going to do later on tonight before I get priced out. Right, first team, Ash, who have we got?
I don't know. Who do you want?
Anyone, man.
All right. Well, Rupert's got such a, you know, big mouth tonight. Let's hear him talk for a minute.
Go on,
big boy. Come on, then. You got 60 seconds.
Okay. Start. So, game week 4, I was ranked 8 million. I'd used my free hit, my bench boost, and my triple captain. Most people at that point would have just gone, I'm good, delete the game, pretend I didn't play.
Greedy.
I was like, we'll double down the data. Wildcarded game week 7. And I just looked at XG. Rich XG, and since then I've flown up the ranks. I'm now 1.5 million. Since 7 game weeks, I've climbed 7 weeks. And I just look at my team, and I'm just rolling. My front three all have the best XG in the game. All the ones above it all have home games this coming week. And then, you know, the guys at the back, they'll just wax away. So, we are guided by the data. Form over fixtures. XG over vibes and grass or whatever you say.
All right. FPL review?
No.
Okay. Just checking. Very good. Right, nice. Under a minute as
How
well.
How many points Impressive. Was this?
50. Thiago points. Saved my game week. So I had 2 penalty miss, but Thiago, 8%, 13 points. That's how you climb up the league. And then Saka as well. So I did Thiago and Saka in for... Gokeres and Gordon. So 2 free transfers, 25 points.
That's so you really,
big,
you really lucked out with those transfers, didn't you?
There we go. And then the other thing, just to add quickly, so I've got 4 free transfers, but I've got, I haven't got my free hit, but you all get 5 free transfers in game week 16. Mm. So in game week 15, I'm going to semi free hit.
Oh, you've been working on that all week.
Yeah, yeah. No, all, I was driving there. So I was clever. Like, if people saw me, the car's like semi free hit. There we go. So,
all right. Boom. Well done.
Thank you.
Alf?
Yeah.
A piece of this?
Yeah, man.
60 seconds.
Was, I mean, on paper, a sensational team, but it wasn't great.
Games were played on grass.
Yes. Mbeumo, 7 points. Boom. And then. Harlan captain, much like the rest of the community. And it's just a bit rubbish everywhere else. Nick Pope has been horrendous. I wildcarded him in game week 9, I think it was.
Yeah.
He's been terrible. Manoj has got me 2 6 points in a row. He's all right.
I like.
Kyle knows.
What's his name? Munoz, isn't it?
Munoz.
It's not the greatest game week, but I think it's that old cliche. A good game week for a bad game week.
Yeah, you've had it's a good week to have a bad week.
It's a red arrow, really, but it's my rank is 225k. You know, I'll take a red arrow.
225k.
Yeah, I'm doing all right.
It's all right. It's okay.
So, You know, listen, I'm happy with it. It's 7 out of 10 week. Just move on.
How many points was this total?
36.
36?
Yeah.
Oof.
Damn.
Yeah.
It's a bad week.
That's
real bad.
That's an interesting. But good overall so far. That's an interesting team you've got there, Al.
Well, you've got a problem with Pope now moving forward, haven't you?
Very template, I would
say. Yeah, mate, listen, the reason I got ahead is because I was very non-template at the start of the season. So, like, I'll take a bit of template this time.
So, did you start with a similar team to, or you've moved off the template?
I had no Aston Villa. I did my own thing at the start of the season. It worked out for me.
Did you use all your chips in the first 3 weeks? No, like me.
I did.
When? Bench boost. I
can go one better. I used 4 chips in 4 weeks.
Oh, nice. Okay, yeah. All right.
I always see you guys doing, like, because we're in Nightmares Mini League, yeah. And I do keep an eye on what you're, and I'm like, well, what are you boys up to? It's always a pleasure.
I don't know where he is. He's somewhere down there.
I'm just chilling.
You're not doing the Salah Haaland thing this season? That was last season.
No, I'm not that stupid. All right. I'd do that again.
Yeah.
Well, I saw because, is it FPL General this year is going without?
Yeah.
I thought it was a year too late. You got to do it when they're terrible.
I spoke to FPL General before I came on the show, and he told me he's not doing Haaland and Salah this game week. So, God, he must be in a world of pain right now.
Is he a Geordie?
No, he's not. That's a good Northern Irish.
Northern Ireland.
I was practicing that.
That was miles off.
That was different.
I liked it.
Thank you. It's not quite Sean Dyche, is it?
Sean Dyche.
I spoke to FBL General earlier. I said, what are you playing at not having Salah and Haaland in your team?
4-4-2.
There we go. 4-4-2. Oof it down the field.
So.
All right, this is my team. I can't remember any points. I think I got 48 points. I wasn't a sheep.
Okay.
Like everybody else, and Captain Haaland. I went with João Pedro.
Nice.
Came in for Jokeres. Captained him. Real bad boy, yeah?
Yeah.
Shout me for tips, guys. Beautiful 7 points. Should have been more. He could have had more.
He didn't.
But it is what it is. It was still the best captain pick of my team. Haaland, well, unlucky.
Yeah.
Unlucky. What can you do? He misses a penalty. Walter Mada gets another assist. He's just cruising along at the minute. Really, really happy with him. And Bumo, who I've had in from day one, everyone's catching up,
yeah,
so
props.
You're welcome. Grealish, he needs to start putting some goals away or getting some, because he's been flattering to deceive since the first 4 or 5 weeks.
It's time to go.
Chalabag is still doing the business, getting me clean sheets, lovely. Kylie Munoz is in nice. Back in the team getting points.
He's unreal.
Arsenal double up, not great, but decent week, I'd say.
I love Daniel.
400k overall rank ish.
Nice, which will probably go to 8 million by the end of the season.
Nah, because I'm not handicapped this season.
Yeah.
I'm free to fly.
You start strong and then you just fall off a cliff.
Nah, mate, look, I normally have a slow start.
I'll be back here in April and I'll be ahead of you, Ash.
I'll put any money on it.
2 million and 1.9. Brilliant.
You said that all last season.
We've been down this road.
I didn't have Haaland all last season. Oh, sorry, I had to have Haaland all last season. Okay. I still smashed it.
Well done, Nick.
So
go.
Pope in goal. I've had him since the start. It's annoying now that people are bringing him in and they've broken him. Gabriel Timber, that was disappointing. Captain Gabriel, I really fancied a differential this week as well. Didn't want to just go Haaland and boring, but it clearly didn't pay off. Just a really frustrating watch as an Arsenal massive fan as well. Saka obviously did really well. My team, other than that, I mean, I've got Voltimada in. I do fancy Thiago, but then I'm like, who do I get rid of? I don't want to get rid of Mateta or Haaland. And Voltimada's just doing steady God's work each week.
Who's God?
I need to get rid of Grealish and I need to get rid of Antony. And the moves I'm thinking about at the minute is I've got the exact money for Minte.
Yes.
And I'm thinking about a punt on Ahmad.
Yes. Like it.
Is the XG there?
It's the exact. Yeah. I don't care about XG.
Yeah.
But I like that little rascal up and down the line.
Yeah, the XG's there. He's rich in XG.
Rich
so I like
in
it.
XG.
Rich in XG. Rich in XG.
I just need points. That's what I need. What? And I just want to go differential. To be honest with you, I'd consider other options than mid.
Enzo?
When you actually look at him, nah, he's boring, mate.
He's XG, though. He could have got a hat trick on Saturday.
Could have. You're full of couldas and ifs,
I want fun picks. I want fun picks.
Captain and Gabriel and twice in 2 weeks is a bit wild, though.
Yeah.
But it's the first good. Time. You're just a bit out of reach this week.
Good for me.
41 points, not terrible.
What's the rank here?
1.8, I think.
That's fine. That's cruise
control. It's not terrible. And I've got chips to use. Ash was round mine watching the Arsenal game.
Oh, you two hang around outside of the show?
Oh, yeah.
Not as often as we should.
But we did on Saturday, so Ash come round mine.
Did you knock on the West Wing?
His wife was out, so I couldn't embarrass him.
Ash come round mine, and we watched the Arsenal game, so we saw my Gabriel captaincy fail.
Oh, no.
And then the Chelsea game was on straight after, which we watched the first half, but then luckily Ash left before Pedro scored, because otherwise I don't think I could have coped with the witness of the Gabriel fail and then having to sit there and watch his smile as Jean-Paul Pedro scored. That would have been too much to bear. So.
What did you guys do? Did you get some food in?
I was just about to say, shout out Mighty Bike, because the mixed kebab
got us nice. Yes.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, yeah.
Unbelievable.
And then Luca was there sitting with the boys the whole night.
Luca's had a night in with the lads. Me and Luca had a little game of darts, battered him 2-0 the night.
He's not happy.
Classic.
He's not happy.
He's out for revenge.
Wants his revenge.
You need to get rid of Anthony. I think he's...
He started so well. Well, like I said, I've got the exact money for Grealish and Anthony to Ahmad and Minta. I do fancy him, Bumo, but I think it's too late now. Everyone's got him.
Can I ask a question about Semenyo? Can we chat about FPL?
Yeah.
Is that right? Is
30 seconds.
I've got some interesting bits on
Is Semenyo and Senesi, is it time to get rid of them?
I think one Bournemouth is optimal. I think Semenyo is still a talisman for that team. So I'm not worried about a little patch where it's not going so well. And he's got West Ham at home this week, right?
Yeah.
You keep him.
Well,
West Ham, Sunderland away will be tricky. But bearing in mind, I mean, if I bring in Minter and Ahmad, I can play both those guys and then I can... rest, like Valtomada's got City this week, so I'll probably play with a five in midfield. I'll go with Semenya. I think West Ham's a good fixture. Yeah. And then other than that, I've got three good strikers, so I can bench if I feel he's struggling. But I think he's decent. I just have to get through to 5-3 transfer AFCON week.
Yeah, game week 16.
I'll tell you who's a fun pick: Trossard.
Martinelli's back. I mean, he's on fire at the minute. Yeah. He's looking great. He's starting ahead of Martinelli even when he was fit, which is interesting. But I've got triple Arsenal.
Oh, have you?
Yeah.
Doku?
Do you know what?
Looks ridiculous. Yeah.
I was going to do Doku, and then I have to remind myself, do not pick any Man City players other than Hart. Because they just...
I thought vibes.
I am, but he's a terrible footballer.
So
can
good.
I say, I've watched Doku.
Doku was the best player on the pitch.
I've watched Doku for
so
2 years.
Yeah. Good.
That's the first time I've ever seen him be able to play football.
Yeah.
But now he's sussed it out.
Yeah.
That's it.
He said he's found God, which makes me feel like...
And he's top for expected assists over the last six game weeks as well. He's top for expected assists over the last six game weeks.
That's cool.
So you can captain Haaland.
I can't afford Haaland.
Yeah. And then when Haaland scores, you're like, oh, that's my shield. But then Doku assists, that turns into your sword.
Right. But can I tell you, when I have the exact money, Doku went up. So now I have exact Ahmad money. So I can't afford Doku.
Yeah, but Ahmad's goes to AFCON, doesn't he?
Yeah, but I've got 5-3 transfers.
Okay. All right. So go Ahmad. Or Casemiro. Casemiro.
He's yellow flagged at the minute.
Oh, that'd be fine.
He's racking up DEFCON.
Well, it's just for Brazil. I think it's for him to get out of Brazil.
Oh, we'll see. Well, maybe. You never know. Maybe I could go...
I've made that up, by the way.
Maybe I could go Doku and Casemiro.
Casemiro.
You're not seriously considering Casemiro.
It'd be
Why
funny,
not?
Wouldn't it? Just
Why
for
not?
Well, he's got DEFCONs everywhere. I know the goals
DEFCONs?
Won't continue.
Who are you? Who is this person?
We got Everton next. And they're really bad at headers.
Are
Casemiro
they?
Is good at headers.
I think they're quite good at headers.
Nicky van der Ven.
I'm just
Keane. Shoulder.
Doku. I mean, I've spent 2 years slagging Doku off. I don't think I can bring him in.
I like him. He looks good.
What about Phil Foden? Is this his year now?
No.
Now, I sat here 3 years ago when I said this is his year. No. We said, no, not this year.
He's a good player, but it's Pep. You can't rely on any star.
Phil Foden is
do you know what? I was going to pick
him. He's too expensive.
I was thinking about Doku. As he was watching the game, I was like, I've got to bring this guy in. He's like, unbelievable. And then bang after, just after 60 minutes, I saw Savinho warming up. I was like, that's why I don't.
Yeah, yeah.
That's why I don't bring him in.
He won't be getting all that every time.
Yeah, and I suppose Marmoush plays there on the left as well. So
yeah, there's so many. Yeah. There's so many other players.
Oh well.
So we'll see. Anyway, right. Beautiful cool. stuff.
What's on the agenda?
What is it now?
Next up, let's do a little bit of. Let's have some Tuesday thing. Section.
Rupert smells like lemon sherbet.
Tuesday. That's the next. Yeah.
Okay. So this Tuesday social is brought to you by FPL Nightmare.
Andrew Lawson. He's in the chat. He's in the chat.
Yes, lovely Nightmare. Stuff.
So I am. I've got some rationale for him. So because I wanted to, I message him obviously because
we're going to go in.
I know some people get banned from things for not seeking. Clarification.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Gotcha.
But if you're using people's tweets for content.
Oh yeah. 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 That's me. You're talking about me. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh. Sure, okay. Well, as a consequence of that, your subscribers on YouTube went up through the roof.
Yeah.
And me joining as well. We called it the semi effect.
The semi effect.
Yeah. Not yeah. So that's I actually got a full message from X like 3 days ago.
Yeah.
Oh god.
Saying your account will not be restored.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like full on. So warm like double banned.
Warm regards.
I kept appealing. So yeah. I was like, appeal. I kept checking. Appeal again. I was like, guys, this is just a misunderstanding.
Yeah. Warm regards, Yelena.
Just, yeah. They were just like, it's not happening.
Terrible, mate.
So yeah, they were like, get out.
That's post, what happens when you breach guidelines.
Yeah.
Post videos of children being shot. No problem.
Fine. That's fine.
Crack
absolutely.
On.
Absolutely. Yeah.
But asking people to use their content on a live show, can't do that.
Absolutely
but
not.
Listen, the error that I made, and listen, I was an idiot because I was putting the link onto the messages. So it's like, they saw that and they were like, yeah, he's spamming. So, you know, I was an idiot for doing that.
But like, shout out Elon. First, the good thing he's done is ban you. Right. Yeah. let's move on. Too soon. Let's Too move soon. On to the FPL Nightmare. So this was the tweet. So Fantasy Premier League put up this meme, I guess, the meme, saying bye-bye Marcos Senesi clean sheet points. Because obviously Marcos Senesi is a very highly owned player. And it's poking a bit of fun at the managers that have stuck with him and were hoping to get a clean sheet in this Villa game. Andrew said, people want Mark Southerns to change lots about FPL. I think the game itself is fine, but this sort of childishness from official FPL account needs to stop. Why are you mocking the people who play your game? Why try to make them feel bad? Unprofessional and unnecessary. So, reached out to Andrew, obviously friend of the show, and I did want to say, so just to
you
make...
Got a statement? Are you got a statement from Andrew?
It's kind of like a statement.
Okay, nice, okay, good, okay. Good. We want to be balanced.
Let's have a look. Right.
Oh my God.
Okay.
Pre-prepared statement, yeah.
Yes, that's fine. I see you've got that dicker on the show this week. Just make so he's I didn't start Senesi, so it's nothing to do with losing points. Been arguing that the official account shouldn't be taunting their players since interview with Gary on podcast back in Jan. So the context is it's not me sulking about losing points, it's more making people who play their game feel stupid for no reason. It's a bit like the crowd singing to managers, you're getting sacked in the morning, blah, blah, blah. But then the referee joins in and do it. So it's not about what it is. It's about who has, it's the principle, like who is saying it rather than the context of the thing, right? So we got a massive reaction on Twitter. So I thought it was just something that worth.
How massive?
Well, like nearly a million views.
Really?
Nice.
On Twitter. So it's because it divided opinion. And that's why I thought it'd be a good talking subject. So I don't mind who we start. Have anyone got any strong opinions one way or the other you would like to voice?
Yeah, I just think take it on the chin, mate. Take it on the chin. I'm all right with Fantasy Premier League getting involved a little bit and saying unlucky. You know, it's 6 points. No, it's 2 points instead of 6 points. It's 4 points. You know, we look for our players to get more than just clean sheets.
Do you think they're looking for the negatives, though? That's what Andrew said, I guess. They're more rather than celebrating the...
Yeah, it's just a game.
The points gained by...
It's just a game. We are just putting football players on a screen.
Yeah. No, I agree, but they know a lot. They know that it means a lot to a lot of people. I'm playing devil's advocate. I'm just presenting the argument that I'm saying to you.
We are just putting football players on the screen.
Right, but then a lot of people use this as a bit of a crutch for their lives and maybe replacing other things.
Yeah, I am at the moment.
For a warm life, as we know it.
I don't know.
But do you see where Andrew's coming from?
Yeah, I mean, look, I've felt the pain numerous times in my life when that clean sheet's been wiped out. Have I got better with it over time? Not really.
Do you think there's any difference between, say, if Andy Martin wrote this?
No. No.
You don't see any difference?
No.
So if they changed, like, the way the benefits system works in the UK.
What? Hey, yeah. What? Who?
And then you've got...
Why would you scare me like that?
Like some sort of mad right-wing account on X saying like, ha-ha, going to be da-da-da-da-da.
Yeah,
And then you've got like an MP saying it.
Yeah, good point.
That's livelihood though, isn't it? That's slightly
different. Yeah, this is putting football players on the screen. I have to remind you, football players on the screen, okay? And Andrew here has picked Tennessee as a football player on the screen.
No, he hasn't.
He didn't.
That's the point. He's not picked him. He's not saying I'm salty about...
He likes that.
It's the principle. He's not saying that it's because he lost out on points. It's more like, just this isn't what I think the official account should be saying. It's more poking fun at the users of your game rather than celebrating the positives. Okay. If you disagree, you disagree. It's absolutely fine.
Okay. Oh, that's interesting. He had actually got Senesi because I kind of looked.
Did you listen to the statement at all that I read?
I was listening in bits. I was chipping them out. Okay, so that's interesting. Okay, because if he had Senesi, I was a bit like, you're throwing your toys out of the pram. But because he hasn't got Senesi, he has no toys to throw out of the pram. He's not actually in the pram. He's just.
He's just seen it. He's walking about. And he's seen it.
Play it your way, Andrew. Play it your way. So,
all right, Alf. What do you think? Do you supportive of messages like this?
I am supportive of Andrew Laws. You know,
I do like.
And I've got beef coming out my ears, so I don't need any more.
Yeah, we've heard.
Listen, I don't rumors need any more of, heat on me.
So rumors of buying Miller followers and all sorts of stuff.
Listen, call me the beef magnet. Call me the beef magnet.
That was your nickname in uni, wasn't
it?
Yeah,
there we go. for real though, like, it's a dark game. It is a dark game. And like, if that's going to trigger someone, I'm not saying that's triggered Andrew, I'm saying it could trigger someone, then that's obviously disappointing, right? Wow. But like, yeah, you just sort of have to breathe and just accept that it is a cruel, unforgiving game and just move on to the next game week. Yeah. If it's really, and again, this is not directed to Andrew because he hasn't got Senesi, but if you're at a point where you look at a meme and you're like, that's really pissed me off, I'd probably be at that point, I'd need to step away from this game a little bit. Yeah. You know, that would be my take. But like, you know, Andrew's a great guy. He knows his stuff. He hasn't got Senesi. He's just doing it from a wider point of view. I respect it.
Yeah.
I respect it.
Do you feel like, with all of these sort of things, do you feel like, because I think we're sitting here and I'm a little bit on that side of things where I'm just like, I can look at it and be like, I captained Gabriel 2 weeks in a row, do you know what I mean? I'm not looking at it like reading that much into it. But then do we all have to take a little bit of responsibility in in being mindful of people who do have more investment in it?
Yeah, I think so. Because, and I hope you don't mind me just taking that one. I would say it is intrinsically linked with mental health, this game, isn't it? Like, we all know that. Mm-hmm. It can affect your weekend. When I see a red arrow, I'm like, it does get to me. But like, I've had to try to I have to live with it because I love it. It's a part of my life. Yeah. There's no part of me that could ever not play FPL.
You need so red arrows to enjoy the green
arrows. Yeah, that's true.
More, right?
You do.
Otherwise,
it'd
just be green arrows every week and it would be meaningless.
Yeah, you know, to enjoy the rainbow, you've got to put up with the rain.
Exactly.
Live, laugh, love.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Jewish philosopher said that.
Desiree.
Desiree.
Exactly. So like, money don't make my world go round. I'm reaching out to higher grounds.
Dolly Parton. People say she's just a big parrot too.
I think this is where you do need to sort of protect managers a little bit, because and especially people like us who are in front of a camera, and you know, we do have this reach, it should be like trying to help these peeps. He's snickering at that. You've got to try and help people through the bad game.
By followers.
You've got to help people through the bad game. I think that's responsibility.
Do you think it's like a kid just doing it? Someone's put there, Delia, I think. Sounds like they have a social media intern that doesn't really read the room or has a strategy.
I think he reads the room fantastically well. First of all, mocking the people who play your game. I mean, if you're looking at that and see that as a mock, you've never really been taking the piss out of. Because that's not mocking. That's just a bit of fun.
Yeah.
Why try and make them feel bad? I don't think he's trying to make people feel bad. It's just making light of a situation that's probably affected a lot of people because he's so highly owned. If you're being triggered by this, you didn't say this, but I'll say it, just grow up. It's nothing.
Say what? Grow up?
Grow up. Come on. It's a game. Rupert said, it's picking players on a screen. Right? Yes. It is not that deep.
Yeah.
So what?
No one's going to come around your house.
It works. The fact that you told me it's got a million views?
Yeah, yeah.
This works. Their job is to create hype and buzz. Their job is to keep people engaged.
Yeah.
Any publicity is good publicity. It's working. So whoever the intern is, if he is an intern, he's smashing it.
Or maybe,
unprofessional or necessary. I think this is very professional and necessary for their business to keep people engaged.
Or another conspiracy could be that actually the intern spoke to Andrew off record and said, look, I'm going to put this tweet out.
Let's do this.
Can you retweet it?
Conspiracy.
There we go.
There's that whole thing as well. So Ricky Gervais said about X, like it's like going to a town hall. And like getting annoyed about someone putting up a guitar advert saying, you know, I'm teaching guitar.
Yeah.
You don't have to, just don't look at it, walk away. This is what I'm saying. The poster.
Everyone gets so offended at everything. It winds me up.
Yeah, yeah. So there's that whole thing of just like, if you don't like what's being, just mute the account, you know, you don't have to get wise to it.
If people are so pissed off at this, just mute. Just stop following FPL. You can just play the game on the app.
Yeah.
You don't have to be on Twitter.
This is great.
Sorry.
You've got a choice.
Really,
someone help Rupert out, please.
We'll just for real.
Fucking hell.
For real?
Yeah.
Means in actuality.
Oh, right.
He's a singer in the Neptunes.
Sorry. I'm not down with this colloquial language. I do apologise.
By the way,
I'm not having a go at Andrew. He's perfectly entitled to his opinion.
Absolutely.
I just think, Andrew, let's not be pussies here. Yeah. All right, they're having a bit of fun. So what?
It's gone from respectful to let's not be pussies here within five seconds.
I don't know if that's the language
you wanted to use.
Well, we're on the juice.
Foxy's in the chat. Hi, Foxy. Good lad.
Oh yes, yeah, yeah. Oh, big fan of
big up to Foxy. Yeah,
free Palmerstein.
Joseph.
Yeah, it's a whole thing. That's a whole thing.
Joseph. Joseph Robinson. I'm not even going to unpack that. The biggest negative for me about this game is that negative feeling it gives you when a highly owned player you don't own is hauling in a game. I struggle with that. Yeah, that is a tough one.
Yeah.
In live watching, yeah. I find even. Do you know what the problem as well? Now owning Haaland but not captaining him is like a really weird. When he missed his penalty, I was like, yes. Or is it yes?
So I've actually taken a book from Rupert's because. What you do, you watch Match of the Day, you try not to look
at Match of the Day challenge.
I start doing that because if I'm watching stuff and a player like João Pedro sold him 2 game weeks ago, right? I can't take that in a weekend. I just have to like put that to the back of my mind. So I ignore the football in the day now and then just watching get the highlights.
You get the highlights at 8 o'clock and you can go through all of them.
You guys are too invested, man.
Mate,
you need to step back, take a breath,
tell me about it.
It's not that deep. There's more important things going on in the world.
I don't think anything is more important than picking football players on the screen. Okay?
Picking players that
they're
looking at other screens
with players on there. We're going, those players on that screen should be on that screen. I'm going to do that this week. And I'm going to look at this screen over here. And that screen's going to help me pick that player from that screen onto that screen.
But Ash, it's just a different point of view, isn't it? Like, you can obviously accept it a little bit better than others might. Of course, it's just a game.
It's like Monopoly.
But if someone's having a hard time in life and they see Haaland slapping on a Saturday, you could see why that could get to
them. No, just delete the game. Like, if it's a problem, just delete. If you're getting that upset by it, Like, if I was playing a computer game and it was really annoying me, like FIFA, I'll just stop playing FIFA.
Yeah, but you still play it.
No,
when you play online and someone beats you in the last minute with some sweaty guy,
rage quit.
You never played again when you've lost.
No, the TV's mashed up, boy.
That
the
means
controller
broken.
Has gone
that
through
broken,
the TV Richard. Screen. Oh, sorry, yeah, that was when I was younger and I couldn't deal with it. But I learned about myself. If I am not enjoying it, I'll just stop doing it. Like, no one cares if you stop playing it.
All right. So let's say, for example, it's a Saturday, right? You look at your phone and you're like, "Oh, that's a 500k red arrow." Yeah. How are you reacting to that?
Mate, did you see my season last season?
Yeah. Fair play. But are you?
That's a good week for Ash. He's absolutely buzzing.
Do you just take on the chin or?
Yeah. So what?
You just laugh about it.
It's a red arrow. Who gives a fuck? Like, come on, it's a game, guys.
Oh, I'll do this.
Next week probably a green.
I'll do this.
The week off is probably a red.
This is me looking at a red.
None
arrow.
Of us are ever
I'm
winning.
Like, I'm like.
None of us are winning it, right?
Well, I don't know.
Speak for yourself.
We're not winning it.
Okay.
We're not winning this game ever.
I don't know.
Why are we not winning?
You don't know.
I don't know.
Why are we not
winning? I'll bet you any money you never win FPL.
I've gone up 7 million places in 7 weeks and 1.5 million. If I continue on this trajectory, I'm going to be 7 million places ahead of the person who's ranked first.
Yeah, all right. Let's stick with that logic.
Daniel Banks, I think, has come up with the most reasoned reply, which says two things can be true. The post can be unprofessional and users can massively overreact to it. So there's a bit of both.
Yeah, that's a nice little comment there from Daniel, actually, isn't it?
Like that. Right. And I think the thing as well, Ash, it doesn't bother you because at the end of the day, you just buy your brother's next account.
Shut
and
up.
You got another top 10K. So
we debunked that myth. Don't start with that again, please.
Well, not when I was around. Right. Let's have a little
bloody look. Good show, by the way.
Bloody good show.
Bloody good show.
Marvellous.
I mean, no Streamception, but...
Yeah. I miss Streamception. What happened? Can we just talk about that for a second?
I was
into it.
Yeah.
I would love coming here on a Saturday morning.
Should we break it down?
Yeah, go on.
Yeah, break it down.
Basically, I couldn't be here every week, so.
And you couldn't trust us to sort of like.
I'm the glue. Absolutely not.
Yeah.
We saw a dip in quality when Ash wasn't there.
Mm. Right.
Less. Very, very funny, but lack of direction, creative control was the issue.
Fair enough.
I'm not anyone in particular.
Can I have Streamception?
Yeah. Because you live,
not the name.
You live quite near to.
I do like to buy the name.
How much are you offering?
You can buy the rights.
What's the bid?
Would you like accept like a Deliveroo?
No.
It's got to be at least four figures.
Four figures.
Yeah.
Maybe a coffee.
Is that yours?
And start with a nine.
Yeah, what? So would start with a nine.
It's got to be four figures and start with a nine, and then talking. That'll get you in the door.
So at least just under 10 grand?
Yeah.
Right, that's the minimum. Maths. Is that maths?
Yeah, you can go in above that if you
want. That's a lot, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Or we'll take a percentage of the income.
Have you trademarked it?
Yeah.
Guys, Roberto's back.
Roberto.
What's going on?
What are you saying, rude boy?
I texted him the other day. I said, I hope you're doing well. I've not heard from you for ages.
Yeah, I miss Tweetberto. Come back.
What a great guy.
I saw him like post the beginning of the year, had some menu game week one, and we never saw him again. And I assume he's just celebrating his.
He's been very busy. I reached out to him, just check he was.
All right.
Okay. Is there any forks, Ash?
Yeah.
Oh, thanks. I better pass around the old branch. Mm-mm. Now, the other thing we need to do, Ash, I don't know. If anyone watched the full Man City Liverpool game, I assume.
Yeah. Oh, wait, are we going to do Legends?
Yes. I actually did, yeah. I enjoyed that.
We'll do that later.
Now, can I tell you, we'll do Legends after. I can tell you, that was a. I mean, we all think that.
One more thought, yeah.
VAR is atrocious, is putting it kindly. But I'll tell you what, it was a masterclass in. They've sunk to new depths. It was just insane.
Are we introducing something right now?
So, yes, let's do a little bit of VAR courtroom.
Order
in the courtroom. Old title demand them inside the place with the chicken wings and that, rude boy. Now, I've heard some people don't like this segment.
Who?
You're crazy. Yeah? I don't give a shit. This is the real stuff, right? We're going to look at some of the weekend's refereeing decisions, the most controversial ones. We've got a couple on the docket to discuss today. And you guys at home are going to help me with my final judgment. I've got the jury dam inside. Alf.
What up?
Semi. Nick. Here to give their thoughts as well.
Let's get it.
If you think that the decision on the day by the ref was the correct one, please give me a verdict of not guilty.
No, the VAR.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Not the ref, because we're talking about...
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Decisions are we still not figured this bit out?
Yeah.
If you think the
if you VAR... Don't not, if you don't not think that he was not correct...
Well, VAR is the ref, isn't it? Because it's virtual assistant ref.
Yeah, but what I mean is if...
If you agreed with the final decision, not guilty.
That thing.
If you don't agree with the final decision, guilty. It's pretty clear, right?
Yeah,
come on,
yeah.
Guys. All right, let's look at this one then. This is from, they're both from the Man City Liverpool game.
Yeah.
This was the man of the match on the day, Jeremy Doku, doing absolute bits down the left side, chops into the box, cuts back on his right, and then there's a little bit of contact from Mamardashvili.
Yeah.
In two little occasions, I think. The ref didn't give it at the time, but the VAR said, come to the front, come to the front, come to the stage.
He said, that's a clear and obvious error. How have you missed that
massive
foul? You've
made a massive boo-boo here, referee. And the referee in the end, after 75 rewatches of this, decided to overturn his original decision and award a penalty, which Haaland then missed. So, Alf, let's come to you first. Do you think that the decision to award a penalty for this... was the correct one or not?
You see, there are two answers to this, right?
I only want one.
Well, yeah, let me just... And I'll come
I'll
to
let
my,
you land.
Yeah, yeah. So, like, I think that there are two things happening here. One is it a clear and obvious error, right? That's the first thing. And then the second thing is, did he impede Jeremy Doku? And I think it is a penalty, but I just think the ref should have seen it. I think the ref should have seen it. Mate, if you look at the replay, and I've seen it a couple of times, he clearly is about to, like, he takes out his foot.
He takes out his own feet all the time. It's Jeremy Doku.
No, but in this instance, the knee clearly hits his foot, and it affects the way he's about to shoot the ball.
He is going down. Watch it in slow motion. He's decided, I'm going to go down before he gets clipped.
Do you really think so? Well, you think it's a dive?
That's fine, though. I'm
fine
now.
To get the ball. I think we've seen people literally wiped out and it doesn't get given.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because of the faintest. Anyway, carry on.
I think that it's... Listen, I reckon it's a penalty. I do think it's a penalty. But I think it's ridiculous that we're in a world where it takes, what, like 5 minutes to make a decision. The ref needs to be better trained.
Mm.
Simple as that. That's the root cause here. Mm. The ref needs to be better trained. The Pogmol, whatever you call them, PGML, mm. They need to sit down in a little
of
room
England,
and they need to just do some basic referee training and stop leaning on VAR for this stupid stuff, man. Mm. Always what can I swear?
Stupid shit.
Yeah.
Ooh, steady. Ooh. Why don't...
Get out.
Sounds naughty coming out of your mouth.
Why don't they just have people that have actually played football at some level? Because when it's discussed in the studio, they pretty much always
do you know why,
get it
Nick?
Right.
Because that makes too much sense.
It's just all of them up there just going, oh, do you want another job? All right, I'll get my mate Kevin.
Yeah.
All right, great.
Have you seen the map? The referee map? They're all from Manchester.
Of course they are.
It's just
they're all northern, isn't they?
Yeah, they all look the same. Yeah, they're all just like Mank lads.
Well, they all need to look after each other, don't they?
But you can tell, it does seem, because I mean, we've seen
Union.
So many other teams have similar things wiped out this season alone. So you think, even on a consistency level, just think, well, do you remember that one we had a few weeks ago at Newcastle? All right, so we're not going to give this one. Yeah, fine. But it's just like, oh, it's Man City.
Mm.
The Sheikh's going to give us a little brown envelope. Everyone's happy.
Do you really think that's...
I don't think it's as obvious as that, but I think there's definitely some sort of like, keep him sweet.
Is it David Oliver?
Oh, no, big time.
It's David Oliver, right?
Big time.
Mm-hmm. David Oliver? What, the ref in this game?
Yeah.
No, this
Michael
was...
Michael Oliver, that's what I meant. Yeah.
No, it weren't Michael Oliver in this game.
Was it...
Student friend. You want something for him?
I don't know who the ref was. Wasn't it Kavanagh?
No.
No? All right, so you're saying not guilty. You think it's a penalty.
I think it's a penalty, yeah.
Rupert?
But I also think the ref's idiots.
This is everything that's wrong with VAR and trying to manage it. The whole idea of VAR coming in was to improve decision making. And it wasn't to try and get like 10 bad decisions and get them all right. It was to maybe get 6 or 7 right. What refs need to do is you need to have some refs who are really fast and make quick decisions and the game flows really quickly, but not as accurate, and then get other referees who are really accurate. And there needs to be points for referees to keep the game flowing, but maybe a 1 or 2 he gets wrong, or these other ones who'll slow the game down, and accuracy as a consequence is a lot better, but people like stopping time. So what's happened here? So if we look at this now, so the referee has decided it's not a penalty in real life.
Yep.
This is how it should play out. Bar, I want you to check on the decision. I think Doko's been knocked. Okay, well, I've seen he hasn't been knocked, so I'm not giving it a penalty. Can you show me on VAR, before I go to it, what you can see? Otherwise, I'm going to keep my on-field decision. And then just play it from there. Instead of going, right, I need to check, going backwards and forwards, this is what I've seen, and just leave it at that. Like, can you show me clearly what I've missed? If you can, I'll go over to the monitor and double check with you.
But then it's still subjective.
Exactly. And I go, oh, I don't know. No. Oh, okay, sorry. Are you saying you're not sure, VAR? Okay, right, we'll carry on with the game. Done.
It's not clear and obvious.
Boom. Yeah, if you're not sure, just get on with it.
Yeah, just get on with it.
So,
and then if the managers moan afterwards, if Pep moans afterwards, we'll say, well, no, because we said on the referees didn't see it. The VAR said we couldn't see clear and obvious, and then we get all in the game. It's okay, Pep.
Wasn't that the whole point of this?
Yes.
Wasn't that the original mission statement?
Clear and obvious.
Look how far we've come from that.
It's made it worse. They just get it wrong, but they've got less excuse. When they used to get stuff wrong, be like, well, it's hard, it's in real time, and blah, blah. Now they get it wrong.
Now they get it wrong with 17 replays.
So it's like, oh, you're always
5 minutes.
You're always backwards. Like, we just didn't know enough to see. We didn't see it in action. We just thought you were making a mistake. Now we know you're just completely not fit for purpose.
So do you think it was the right call or not?
No, it's not the right
wrong
call.
So yeah, you're saying guilty.
You don't think it was a pen?
No.
Okay.
Alf, you're saying not guilty.
I'm saying members in the chat, you've got custom emojis. You think they got it right. Can vote as well. Guilty or not guilty. Get your votes in now, please. Nick, what's your take?
Guilty. Mate? I think he knows he's trying to go down.
Do you think it's an act then? You think it was an act?
Oh, yeah, he went looking for it.
He's like crippled his legs as he's like running towards, because he's like, I know I've got zero control over a football, so I'm going to have to go down here. I'm not going to get to that. So, yeah, I think he knew exactly what he was doing. Like, and he's dived and he's got what he wanted. Because the Sheik's.
Two guilties and a not guilty in the studio. Chat are saying, Colm's saying guilty. Freshly, Niall saying guilty. Wade saying guilty. Colm's saying guilty again. Paul saying guilty. Guys, this is an easy one.
It's guilty, isn't it?
Guilty!
This is an easy one.
I thought it was a
pen. There is contact with Jeremy. Is every piece of contact a foul? No. No, it's not. It's a contact sport, guys. Come on. It's gone down too easy. The ref has bottled it because he got it right, first of all. And then he's gone to his mate VAR screen. The fact he had to watch it so many times tells you it's not a clear and obvious error.
Yeah.
It tells you that. So he should have the bottle to go, I'm going to stick with what I originally said. Yes, there's contact, but is it enough for him to go down? No, it's not. It's the tiniest bit of contact. Guilty, send the ref down, waste man. Next one up.
Oh, here we go. Oh, do not stop me.
From the same game. Guys, from the same game. Liverpool 1-0 down at this point. Corner comes in. Virgil van Dijk rises like a salmon. Bosh! Butts the ball right into the corner. Donnarumma's stretching for it. But there's little wee Scotsman. Yep. Andy Robertson. Offside. Ducks out of the way.
He's not offside.
Ducks out of the way.
He's standing in an offside.
The ball goes in the net. Virgil wheels away in celebration. Oh. The linesman, I think, flags for offside. It's actually caught by the lino in real time and says, have a little look at this. The decision here is, was the goal was ruled out for offside from Andy Robertson. Deemed to be interfering with play. So, let's go back the other way. Nick, was this the correct decision to disallow the goal?
Or the incorrect decision? Absolutely the incorrect decision. You can see, and listen, I'd be the first man to say, ha-ha, Liverpool, moaning about refs all the time, and now you've got, do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Same, I hate them.
Because they've been absolutely, like, if you're Arsenal, and they get absolutely terrible decisions, like Trossard kicks the ball, is letter of the law. Declan Rice gets sent off for standing near a free kick in the corner away from everything. No problem. The amount of inconsistencies is insane. So Liverpool, trust me, I'll be the first one to say, here's a taste of your own medicine. Oh, you're going to moan about refs now. But It's ridiculous. Look at where you can see Virgil van Dijk from this angle in the corner, right? So Virgil van Dijk is like under Donnarumma's armpit. You can see where the ball's come from. So you tell me, in what world is Robertson interfering with that header as that ball comes in? He's not in his eye line at all. Donnarumma cannot reach it in any way, shape or form. He's diving. He's not going to make his arms 2 feet longer. He's never going to get there. Robertson's got nothing to do with it.
What if his arms were 2 feet longer?
Donnarumma, then he would have saved it. Donnarumma, in fairness, is smart and experienced enough to, as soon as the goal's gone in, jump up and start pointing at Robertson. He's offside, he's offside. So he knows what he's doing. But VAR should be there to then reflect on this properly and say no. We've got Man City goals, which have happened the other end. I think a Nathan Ake one. Not so good. I can't remember who it was. Bernardo Silva, maybe in an offside position. Well, he's actually swung a leg at the ball, missed, and it's gone in, and they've not given it.
Yeah.
We've seen. What about the Rashford? The Bruno Rashford one? Was that for a couple of years? You know, where he's like run onto it and almost like, as if he's going to shoot and then left it, and then someone else. The whole thing is insane. The fact they've managed to give this again. It's like we've had one go. They've missed the penalty. Let's do them again.
Yeah.
So completely guilty for me.
Yeah. Again, everything that's wrong, right? He's gone over. He's celebrated. It's at least a minute, 2 minutes he's celebrating. Okay? And then you hear the, oh. And you're like, oh, really? What's this for? And I'm a Man United fan. I hate Liverpool. I hate Van Dijk. You know, if that had gone in, we'd all be sitting there now going, oh, Van Dijk, is he spicy team this week? Because he, you know. But, and then, like I said with VAR, they've got to wind it back and go, we'll only interrupt if it's clear and obvious. If it's just stinking it out. It's the same with offside. Like, what's the point of the linesman now? Why does he wave his flag? Or, like, he might as well just stand there.
I actually
don't
know why we have linesmen anymore.
Yeah. Like, what's the point? Like, they should be there saying, right, that's it. And then, like, when they look up, say, oh, my God, he's really offside. You need to go and have a look at that. Oh, God, I'm so sorry. We'll correct that. That's it.
The ones now, the weird one with offside, sorry.
Yeah.
Is when they flag for stuff that's really tight. And you think, why did you get involved there?
Yeah, they flag for the tight ones and then don't flag for the ones that are obvious. And then someone gets injured.
What it's a training. It's a training issue, boys. It's a training issue.
All right. So you're saying it was. It should have been a goal.
Should have been guilty. So guilty.
Guilty. All right. Alf.
I'm saying this should not have been a goal. Andy Robertson. What? I'm joking. 100% a goal.
Good.
Give him the goal. Yeah.
I thought you were on Pedro Mel.
Yeah. I'm like Howard. Howard.
Am I going crazy or something? Am I the only one here that thinks this was rightly disallowed?
Yeah.
What? Why?
Yeah.
Why?
He's offside.
Yeah, he's not. He's allowed to stand there.
He's not interfering with play.
That's the whole point. He's offside.
He's not interfering with play.
He ducks. If he doesn't duck, the ball hits him.
Yeah, he ducks because he knows he's offside.
So when a ball comes through, let me tell you.
He's offside.
When a long ball comes through, and there's two players going, and one of them realises offside.
Yeah.
So he goes to run for it and then stops. Yeah. And the other player goes, that's play on.
Yeah, but that's gone to the other player. Yeah. He hasn't jumped over
it. No, exactly. It's gone straight.
He hasn't jumped over it and let it go through his legs. Because if he does, that's aimed at him. Then it's offside. He's ducked out of the way. If he doesn't duck,
so he's not
that
in the
ball
way.
Hits him. Okay, so if Robertson stands still, the ball hits him.
Right.
Is that offside? Yes or no?
If he makes an action towards the ball,
he's not out of the way. Point. All right. I think the issue here is you've got a problem with the rule.
The rule is if he makes an action towards.
Ken, rule
the ball,
is if he it? Interferes with.
Yeah, he hasn't.
The play. He ducks.
Yeah. Because
he's up to not interfere.
Look at Donnarumma.
And secondly, why is Robertson even standing?
Look at Donna Summer.
Look at Donna. He can clearly see the ball coming. He has time to save it, okay? It doesn't matter if Robbo's there or not.
It's a goal if he's there or not. It's a goal if he's there or not.
That's irrelevant.
Why?
It's not irrelevant.
Because Donnarumma can be affected by where he's standing.
He can't.
He can. Because now he's what Donnarumma doesn't know if he's offside or not, so he's had to place his feet in a position to cater for where Robertson is standing.
You think Donnarumma's thinking?
Yeah,
I would have saved this if he wasn't stood there doing nothing.
Maybe not, but it's beside the point.
Are you saying that Robertson's near him? It's that red shirt. He's in his head. He's still affecting Donnarumma.
Robertson being there is having an impact on what Donnarumma does.
He's allowed to stand.
How do you know
no,
that?
No, he's not. That's why it's called offside.
If anything, he should be closer to Robertson then, not stood over the other side of his goal.
If Robertson's he might be somewhere else. It might have even been even further away from it. The point is he's impacting it. He's having an impact on it. All right? Not guilty.
I respect it.
I don't care. God. Not guilty.
Wait, is this not a democracy? Decision. Are we not democracy?
No. Does this look like a democracy? I'm the judge, jury, and executioner. All right, and I order all three of you, man, heads chopped off. All right,
heads
you
chopped
know
off.
The game. Yeah. And if you don't agree with me, waste man.
So what? Waste man.
Yeah.
What does
like a bin man?
Whatever. Don't understand a word he says.
Anyway, did we have another? Oh yeah, we did have another one.
We've got Virgil clapping the official. Is
that it? Good man. I like this.
I didn't see this.
Love it.
So it's Chris Kavanagh getting a nice round of applause from Big Verge. I like that.
Fair play, because I'd give him a round of applause for that. That was a good decision.
But should have booked him, because if he was an Arsenal player, Van Dijk would have got booked.
Good decision, ref. Well done.
Right. It's time for the Legends League. Okay.
Good segment.
Our league.
Bloody good segment, that.
Bloody good segment. Our league is sponsored by Signed Football Shirts. Now, don't forget, for just £2.99 a month, you can become a Legends member, which means not only do you get access to all the content that we do for members' videos, but you also get access to the Juice Legends League, which gives you an opportunity once a month to win a signed football shirt from our good friends at Signed Football Shirts, SFS. So you can see in the studio, we do have a little Tonali shirt there. And also a Mickey van der Ven, yes, scorer of wonder goals.
It's nice that.
And a brace for me in FPL a couple of weeks ago.
That Tonali's been there for a while, actually.
Yeah, we're not giving it away. This is our display model.
Oh, right. Okay.
So these ones aren't to be won. But these are you can choose your shirt.
Are these yours?
No.
No, who owns
Studios.
Them?
Studios.
Okay.
Right. Yeah.
James. Right. Nice.
So we did get James. We clubbed together, didn't we, to get James one.
Mm. We did, yes.
Yeah. So he's got a Eve Basuma shirt.
Spurs fan, isn't he?
Big Spurs fan.
The good old days.
But yeah, you can win one. All you have to do is come top of the Juice Legends League for a particular month, and you are in with a chance. Now, shall we have a little look, first of all, at the November, where we stand? That's the overall. We got a short month this week, of course. Because of international break. Now, in 10th, Paul van Rensburg. In 9th. Oh, my God. Can you read that?
Danish.
8th, Rupert. 7th, Mike Halpin.
Waste man.
6th.
Is that you, Acronius Creef?
Is that Denver? I can't read it.
Yeah, Denver. Yeah.
I don't know what I'm doing. I've got these saved in my phone. So I can just look at that.
Here get some glasses, man.
That's better. Denver, Diedrichs into 5th. Paul Weston up to 4th. Vicky Gore, 3rd. Josh Scott from the Graduates, 2nd. Mike Hillard from Hillard Harriers, and 1st. It's Calvin, the Penguin himself. So he is in with a shout at the minute of winning this month's Legends League, but there's still a game week to go. Let's have a look at the overall standings, please, Ash. 10th, Mike Halpin sneaking up there into the top 10. Down to 9th is Sonali. Up to 8th is Darnish. Down to 7th, Matt's Fallen. 6th, Fella. 5th, Charlie Marshall. 4th, Kieran Scully. The old discomfort there, riding high.
Sitting very comfortably.
3rd, George Gavin. 2nd, Matt Reed. And 1st, John O'Shea.
Hate sneeze.
He does hate sneeze, yeah. Have you heard that rumour about FPL discomfort?
What?
Hates knees.
Yeah.
Hates people's knees.
Yeah, he has an anxiety knees. About it.
Why?
I don't know.
Phobia.
Yeah. Well, when we did the...
knee phobia.
You know, the Juice League. Yeah. It was like, I'm really hot and I was wearing some tracksuit bottoms. So why don't you wear like shorts? Well, no.
Wouldn't knees. Do it. Doesn't even like his own knees.
Knees. Yeah.
Seriously.
He won't get his knees out.
No, doesn't get his knees won't have a knees up either.
Not even for the lads.
Doesn't get his knees out.
Won't get his knees out. Knees out for the lads.
For the lads.
No.
Hates knees.
Hates knees.
Wow.
Interesting. Well, that's where we are for this week.
It's on a knees to no basis.
Exactly. Boom. Yes. It's on a knees to no.
Kneesy does it. Yes. Colm.
Yes, Colm.
Colm, what a guy Colm is.
He is.
Such a legend.
He pops in ours as well.
Yeah. He is good. He pops in.
What about your stream?
Yes.
Yeah. Now, we are going to do a little members video in a moment, and we're going to be talking about, is it fake to be a social chameleon? You know, is it... Or do you have to be authentic to your true self at all times? Or is it acceptable to code switch a little bit? So we're going to have a good chat about that in the members video. But in the meantime, we'll have to leave the FPL chat here another week.
What about the lads? Are you going to let them plug?
Yeah, of course. Well, they plug in every week in our show. So yeah, true. Well. Let them do it live.
What's going on? What happened to your subs, Alf?
So I started doing shorts.
Yeah,
I started doing.
There
shorts.
Are some mad rumors about.
Yeah,
about
I'm hearing some mad stuff, bro.
Some
like,
mad rumors. Yeah, attracting the beef. Listen, what has gone on?
All I'm saying
paying
is,
for them, innit?
All I'm saying is the views are up, the view hours are up, the likes are up, shares are up.
Yeah, yeah.
Shares.
I've been listening. Yeah. I've had like a
floated on Tucker's stock.
I've had an organized attack.
Yeah.
And I can just say organized. It's all legit.
Legit?
Yeah.
What, we have...
I haven't got receipts.
No proof.
Who's...
All I've got is my content.
All I've got is my content.
Yeah, my content speaks for myself.
Let's look in the YouTube back office studio. Let's just prove to everybody that they're all wrong.
And
does Kieran not watch it because it's shorts now?
Yeah.
That's a callback.
You should be on like... We've
got aspirations. We want to get on BBC Breakfast in the morning with Naga Manchatti.
Yeah, and, so
what's the other lady?
Naga, Carol, the weather lady.
Oh yeah,
Carol. Yeah,
I do like Carol. Oh, it's gonna be raining today. Oh, that's all right, Carol.
Yeah,
and then Sally Nugent. That's the other one.
Who's your favourite 60+ lady?
Oh, Carol Vorderman.
Really?
Yeah,
been here. Cat from EastEnders. Boom.
She's not is she 60? Ever 60?
She's definitely 60+.
She's 50+.
Mate, Cat is.
I don't know if it's traitors. I've got a real soft spot for Kate Garraway.
Oh no, she's not 60+.
She not?
She's 58. But when she turns 60, I'll be
super annoying on the show. Do you not find it super annoying on the show?
Googled it.
Who? Yeah.
Kate. I found it hard to sort of watch her.
No, I find her, she's a little bit ditzy.
She was nice at the end, but she was a useless faithful.
Oh, yeah.
And I struggle with that. Useless faithfuls.
You should have seen her the other week.
She wasn't as bad as David, who went all the way to the end. So
yeah.
And Joe Marler was on it as well. He's a good laugh.
He's great.
He was great.
Rugger
what a finale.
Rugby boy, yeah.
What a finale.
Great finale.
I could not believe my eyes. Yeah.
Snatched defeat from the jaws of victory in that case. Martha Stewart as well. She's about 80, but she's very attractive. Okay, enough about those sort of things.
On that bombshell.
On that bombshell, where can the guys catch you?
This is why
we had to stop Streamception, because Alf's texting all this.
No, I was looking how old Cat was. So it's on my channel at the moment. I'm thinking about getting Rupert set up with his own channel, and then we'll take it in
Doctor
turns.
Doctor Data,
you've been prescribed.
Yeah, every Tuesday, we are live from 7:30. And
Alf. Oh, that's good. How you guys finish at 7:30? I was a bit like, I suppose.
Yeah, that is helpful, actually.
That's good.
And actually, we wanted to talk to you about maybe how much would it be to sort of plug us every Tuesday?
Yeah, just say, guys, we're finished now. Yeah, get over to Alf and semi-casual.
BBC2.
We're
very cheap.
Yeah. Keep it going.
It's like in Wimbledon, isn't it? It's like in Wimbledon where you can stay with all the action.
There we go.
Yeah. Wimbledon switching over right now.
If you want more, go and press the red button. Alf and Rupert talk shit.
And get me on Instagram, FPL semi-casual. We're going gung-ho over there as
well. Why are you so big on Instagram? Tell people at home.
I don't know. I like it. a lot of my friends find me on there as well now. So it's just that awkward conversation like, oh, what's going on here?
You're a content creator.
Yeah, like I've had a few people follow me and go, oh my God, are you like full-time with this football thing? I'm like, yeah why not? why not? I don't sell readers. I'm full-time here.
So do you need to sort your mic out? There's always mic
issues. I like my mic. I like how raw it is. I like the uncertainty. You know, I'm not AI.
there's always mic issues.
Yeah.
But that's fine.
That's fine. Know.
Like it. Right. Let's dive off this chat, and we're going to start a beautiful little members video. So do make sure you subscribe to the channel if you're not already. We'd really appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
And amazing. Imagine if you become a member. 99p a month. What's that? What can you get from that? Nothing.
Inexpensive. Not cheap.
Yeah, sorry.
Inexpensive.
Love stuff. Right, thanks, we will see you guys next Tuesday, as always. In the meantime, may your arrows be green.
What?
What?
What? What?
Green arrows.
Red arrows all the way. And don't be a pussy if you get one. Safe. Bye, Felicia.
Bye.